I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Morning.
Okay.
Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now.
Something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
It just feels good to get things off your chest, and maybe on this rainy Friday. You got something you've just been wanting to say for years.
You can tell us.
And we'll keep you anonymous because you can text us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can call us, and you know, even if you call us, we got the voice disguiser.
So no one will ever know that it's you.
Or maybe you're proud of your secret.
Yeah.
And that's fine, too.
And say your Instagram name, and we'll follow you or something.
That's what Jess would do. She'd
have a shot.
So the Charm City secret that we're looking for this morning, I don't know if we're going to get one phone call on this, to be honest with you, or even a text.
I don't think
a lot of parents would be proud to verbally admit this, but I have to, just from the parental friends that I have.
Yeah.
I know it exists.
I know.
But I don't know if anybody's willing to admit it. We're curious this morning for Charm City secrets. Do you have a favorite child?
Do you?
Do you have a child that you favorite over another?
Because
I think as non-parents, you know, Jess doesn't have kids, I don't have kids. I think I'd have to have a favorite child. I think that there would be that one child that I would bond with closer, you know, than another one. Because maybe we have like more in common. Like, I'm pretty sure that my brother is my dad, or my sister. I'm middle child.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm my dad's least favorite child, okay?
And why is that, and how can you tell?
I think because we just don't bond.
Okay.
Like, we just don't have the same things in common. Now, my mom, I'm pretty dang sure I'm the favorite child.
I mean, yeah, you guys have a podcast together.
True.
I would agree with you there.
Nobody else doing a podcast with their mom like I am, okay? Do you feel like that you are the favorite child, Jess?
Yes.
Because you have a sister.
Yeah.
Her nickname is Butter.
I think I'm the favorite child because Butter has always been the most stubborn. She is the most stubborn person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And I just see how much trouble that she causes with my parents that I feel like it was so easy with me that I really feel that way.
Who's willing to come on Charm City Secrets this morning and confess, like, you know what? I do have a favorite child, and here's why. Because I feel like if we get one parent to do it, there's got to be everybody else listening this morning that's going to be like, okay.
Then just tell us.
I'm normal then. I'm kind of normal.
Here.
Our phone number, 410-583-1065. You can call us. You can text us. We just want to know, do you have a favorite child? Mix 106.5. Charm City Secrets here on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. I appreciate your honesty this morning.
Yes.
That's for sure. The question is, and you can be completely anonymous if you want to, do you have a favorite child? Like, just be honest with us.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't have to know who the kid is.
Yeah.
Like, don't call if you're driving your kid to school or somewhere.
Yeah, no, just wait.
Just when you drop them off. That'd be fine. 410-583-1065.
Listener Zach said he's a father of three. I love them all equally, but I like them all differently.
Okay.
I want to know what that difference is, so I texted him back asking him if I could call him.
Yeah, that's true.
And we got another text from the 443. Says, favorite? ? Mine is the one that annoys me less that day.
That's Paige awesome. From Carroll County. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're doing our Charm City secrets, and we appreciate the honesty, but do you have a favorite child?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Okay.
Any parent says they don't have a favorite kid is a liar.
I knew it.
I promise.
Explain.
Well, I have a 7-year-old who is an absolute angel. I mean, he is just, and then I have my 4-year-old who's just a nightmare. Like, I can't, I can't even deal with him. And it's just, he's the worst. He is. Sorry.
Oh, no.
He's a nightmare.
Do you and your husband agree on this? Are you guys both in agreement that he's like the least favorite?
I mean, he's one of those liar parents that try to say that they love both their kids equally. And I know, though, that he's got to love the older one more, too, because the 4-year-old is just...
Liar parent.
Oh, my God. He's just impossible to deal with. He just starts stuff out of nowhere, and he just is loud and for no reason. And then here's my little 7-year-old angel. I almost feel bad that I brought him a brother, because now my 7-year-old is constantly being overshadowed by this loud mouth little brat.
Do you think maybe it's a phase, because I hear people say, and again, I'm not a mom, I don't have kids, but my mom said like the terrible twos. Like, she said that I was literally a terror for an entire year. Do you think that maybe he's just having a phase and he'll grow out of it?
I can only hope that it's been 4 years.
Fingers. So he's been this way since birth.
Oh my God, yes. And I was like, it's obviously not me, because my older one is a dream. And if he had been anything like my 4-year-old, I would not have had a second kid.
Tell us this. Do you think he knows that he is the least favorite of the two?
Well, I mean, I tell him. Yeah.
Really?
You tell him he's the least favorite?
Well, I tell him to be more like his brother. Why can't you be more like your brother? Because I want him to get better. I want to raise two good men. I don't want to raise one wonderful man and then one man that, you know... is a blight on this planet. We have enough of those already.
I'm not a parent as well, so I can't, I don't know if that's good parenting, but you think it's more of like...
You're using it as like a teaching technique?
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just like, I'm not giving up on him because I can't, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
I have to do what I have to do in order to, I just, gosh, my older son, he's just an angel.
410-583-1065. Call us. Does that sound normal too, to tell your lesser favorite of the children?
Yeah,
there?
I mean, we don't know. We don't know techniques. I mean,
either way, we appreciate the honesty, Paige. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
I know, I'm sweating.
Wipe my forehead off. I try not to judge. That's a lot. 410-583-1065. I was thinking we'd get you on, and I was thinking during the last song, do you think if we called your mom, Jess?
My mom?
And we asked her if you were the favorite child, that she would say it was you?
And finally find this out and set the record straight.
Because you've never like asked the question, have you?
No.
Let's try to get her on before 9 as well here on Mix.
Kramer and Jess, Charm City Secrets.
On Mix 106.5.
It's just a day later than usual, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just asking parents this morning, be honest with us. You can call us or text us, 410-583-1065. Do you have a favorite child?
Do you?
And you got to be honest about it.
It's a safe place, okay? We got a text from the 443. They say, okay, A, I'm almost 36 and my brother is 40. I know he's the favorite child.
Oh, wow.
That turd has 3 baby books up in the attic.
Damn.
And I don't even have one.
Oh, my God.
B, both of my kids are my favorite in their own way, but I feel like my oldest is mine. He's my firstborn. He got my natural soccer talent, and he picks me for everything. My youngest is 5 and will straight up tell me that he prefers my husband.
Wow, okay. So those favorite parents, too. We should ask kids maybe the same question. You know, we're getting a lot of calls, too, that weren't happy about the last caller we just had on. The woman that's like, I have a favorite, I forget her name now.
Yeah.
I got a favorite child, and I actually tell my oldest that, or my youngest, that he needs to be acting like my favorite child, the oldest. It was kind of like, whoa,
weird.
You know? Hey, Danielle, thanks for calling. We were talking about, you know, telling your favorite child they're the favorite child or the lesser of the favorite children.
Yeah.
That they are the lesser of the favorite children.
How do you feel about that?
I also have a 7-year-old angel and a 3-year-old nightmare.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
I would never tell my children that I love one more than the other, that they're my favorite, because I do love them both the same. They're just completely different kids.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can't ever imagine telling my baby that he wasn't as great as my oldest son. But I think it's just a phase, and they all go through it. And my angel child was also, you know, went through some crazy times at 3 and 4. So
okay, so now it's just three of us. Let's just have a little conversation here. I mean, is the older one the favorite though? Because he is just more chill.
No, they're both my favorite. The little one, our house wouldn't be as interesting if the little one wasn't causing chaos half the time.
Yeah,
honestly, it wouldn't be as fun.
He adds the spice.
That's mom level 100 right here. Yeah. She knows how to field that question. Very nice. Very nice. A little extra fun in the household. We get it. Thank you so much for calling us. Happy Friday.
Thanks.
We call him Promotion Paul because he just got a promotion.
Yes, he did.
We love that, Paul. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Hey, you're a dad. Do you have a favorite child, Promotion Paul?
It's a little confusing because, yes, you do, because when I first became a father, it's a little different than the second one because the first one, that's your first baby. Like, that made you a parent.
Okay.
You know, so it's a little different when it comes, you know, when people say, oh, I have a favorite child. But when you become, when you have that first child, there's always a difference.
It's a different connection.
So not that they're the favorite. Careful.
Yeah.
But there is a different
connection
with the first.
Okay.
Then the second one doesn't have as much because.
Because there was a first thing and no one had ever experienced before. So it's a different situation.
Okay. Paul. Whew. Okay.
And most parents would agree. When you first become a parent and that baby comes in, you just look at her and go, oh my God, I'm now a dad.
Yeah, that's a big moment, right? That's a big moment. So that's a special bond. I get it. Paul, you're congratulations again, buddy, on that promotion. Paul. You're a good man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, okay?
You too.
Thanks, Paul. My mom just texted me, Kramer, and said that we can call her.
We can?
And I can ask her.
We're talking earlier because Jess thinks she's the favorite child. Right?
I just wanna have a conversation with my mother real quick.
Jess also thinks that she's everyone's favorite.
No, that's not true.
Jess also has to make everything about herself.
That's only sometimes true.
So let's call her and see if that's the truth. We'll get her on next, Jess's mom. And your calls too, 410-583-1065. Okay, so Jess thinks that she's the favorite child, and her mom doesn't know why we're calling, but we're just going to give her a ring. Mm-hmm. She's expecting her call.
Yes.
And just ask the question, like, is she, in fact, the favorite child? Or does a favorite child even exist in this city here on Charm City Secrets? It's Mix 106.5, by the way, as we call her up. Dun, 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 dun. Let me get some music.
Hello?
Mom?
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
What a weird way to start this call. Okay, explain your theory and where we are in the show right now.
Today's topic is to parents. And the question is, do you have a favorite child and why?
Do I have a favorite child?
Yes. Because now Jess is concerned, hearing some of these calls, that there may be such thing as a favorite child.
And I'm so just curious on how you feel.
This genuinely curious if you have one.
So you have the floor.
Oh, my goodness. As of right now, my favorite child would have been whoever got up and helped me clean the house today.
Hello.
That's not even... Come on.
But overall, honestly, do you have a favorite child between the two? And I know they're very different, but and you can be honest. Is there one that you kind of
lean? No, I don't. It's just my relationship with both girls are completely different because there are 9 years difference between the two of them. So my relationship is different.
Why do you look so suspicious?
I don't have a favorite.
Jess looks so suspicious, like you're lying.
What does that even mean?
My relationship is different with you than what it is with your sister. It will always be different because there's just a different connection with you and I because we had 9 years together.
Yeah.
Before we had your sister.
That's true.
And then now, you know.
More years together.
A different relationship with your sister because she's younger.
That could be better or worse, having more time together. I'm not sure at this point.
Know.
Okay, so let's just say that, like, okay, hypothetical here, that one of them had to magically disappear. No one's sad about it. They're not dying. No one's dying.
No. This isn't that good. This is not like a sad thing.
But one had to magically disappear.
For a long period of time.
Yeah. For 3 years. They'll come back. They'll come back. No one's dying. Which one would you choose to magically disappear, honestly?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even imagine one of them to magically disappear.
But you had to choose one. Like, you had to.
Just say
I couldn't.
I think it's your sister.
I think it's my sister, too.
I think oh, my God. You guys are horrible.
No, we're not horrible. My sister would want to leave. She would want to leave us for 3 years and not come back.
She would try to leave for like half her life.
Yeah, no, she'd be like, wait, why do I got to come back, though? Yeah.
Why is it 3 years? Why can't this be a permanent disappearance?
Yeah.
Okay, so honestly, you feel good about hanging this phone up right now, Laura, and saying that you do not have a favorite child.
I do not have a favorite child. I actually truly enjoy both my kids equally.
Okay.
I like them.
Okay, that's all we need. Thank you.
Love you.
Bye, Laura.
Love you. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Love your mom, man.
Whatever. We'll call that a wash.
Jess, I'm going to call her after the show and ask her the real truth. 410-583-1065, you want to get on this. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. It's Purple Friday.
Yes.
We're checking the Ravens flock line next on Mix.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. WWMX HD1 Baltimore. A radio.com station.
It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
It's us, and it's Friday. Happy Friday,
Friday.
Yeah.
So happy it's Purple Friday.
Right? Mm-hmm. Friday's hit different in over here in Baltimore,
they
don't
hit
they?
Different.
Everybody's
it feels
purple
good.
On. Everybody's getting pumped up for the game. And you are part of our 6 o'clock club. I was actually listening back. I don't know if you know this or not, but we have our show on demand. You can get anytime at KramerandJess.com. So if you miss anything, you can just go listen. And it's now on the Apple Podcasts. It's everywhere. We're on radio.com. But I was listening to 6 o'clock club, and I was laughing yesterday because we've somehow turned in the 6 o'clock club into a competition.
Yeah.
Kimmy Kim, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Came in strong yesterday, trying to be the first person to text in for our 6 o'clock club. And in case you're like, what's a 6 o'clock club? It's you. It's anybody that's awake first thing in the morning here in Baltimore. And now people all around the country and around the world are checking in, which is kind of cool. So Kimmy Kim, by the way, holds the record at 5 a.m.
Right.
To check in. Is she still holding it? It's Friday. I'm expecting somebody to get up early.
So Veronica in San Diego texted us at 4 a.m. because she does an overnight shift.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know if I can allow that.
Okay, fine.
I feel like it's got to be Eastern time.
But she's still awake, though. But shout out to Veronica. Okay, so if we are, if we're doing Eastern time, Kimmy Kim again at 5 a.m. She said, whoop, whoop. We also got Carrie is awake with us. Olivia, Rachel, Tyler, Julie. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Tina. Johnny E., Irina, Jen, Kyle, Pam. Good morning, Kathy.
Up,
good morning, 6 o'clock crew.
Tomorrow, Jess and I have got to go do this. Well, not have to go, but we have opted to go do this run for the Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Mm-hmm. And I woke up this morning thinking about it because I don't want to say it was last minute, but it was totally last minute that we hopped on this thing.
No, it was.
When's like the last time that you ran? Can you even think about that?
I don't know. I used to do cross country and I was terrible.
When? By like high school, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I was the worst. I was always in the back. It took me forever to figure out that like I needed to stay in the theater dancing lane. So I tried all these sports and like active activities that were just not good for me. And I was terrible at cross country.
We should talk about that later in the show. The things that we tried.
I feel like I'm PTSD when we do this tomorrow.
We failed it. So yeah, I haven't run. I remember the last time I had to run a 5K. It was when I was in Tampa. Uh-huh. So that was back in 2011. And I had to like train.
That's a long time ago, Claire.
I had to train. It was, yeah, I know. 9 years ago that I ran in like a long period of time. Uh-huh. So I can do a treadmill for like 10 minutes, but that's like a mile.
Really?
And we got to go like 3 times that much.
I work out almost every day and I never run. So I'm scared.
No, running's the worst.
It's
so
different.
Tomorrow, we're going to be on Facebook Live on the Mix Facebook page tomorrow. Do we know what time it is? I forget what time it is.
We don't even know what we're doing yet. We don't know what time. We are going to look a mess.
It's
going to
be bad.
Breathing so hard.
It's going to be awful.
It's going to be.
So you can laugh tomorrow morning on there with us. 410-583-1065. Make sure you're getting your text in so we can give you a shout out. We just want to know that you're up. Here's a quote to start off your morning. If you fell down yesterday, stand up today.
Yes.
That's all it takes. Brand new day, brand new show, and we're kicking it off with the Baltimore top three here in just a couple of minutes.
Good morning, Amanda, and good morning, Shayla. If you ever had a song stuck in your head but can't remember enough lyrics to search for it, Google has a solution for you. I'll tell you next.
Sorry. forgot what story you said you were going to do right here. It's Friday. Can you tell?
You never listen to anything I say.
Because keep in mind,
the disrespect at 6:11 in the morning is unreal.
Listen, I got to push buttons all the same time. I'm over here setting up cameras. No, I can tell you. Let me think of the old thing.
You think about it, and I'm going to say good morning to, I already said good morning to Shayla and Amanda. Good morning, Ellen, Karen. Good morning, Cowboy. Yeah. Good morning. Oh, what did Veronica say? Oh, Veronica said I was first. LOL.
That's a coast thing, man. That's
good morning,
a weird
Paul.
Coast thing.
Yeah.
Where's Johnny E? No Johnny E
No,
today?
I said Johnny E. You are not.
I'm not awake.
Oh, my gosh.
I think you're
going to
talk. Oh, you're talking about the Google song thing.
Yes.
See, I do listen. We're mending our relationship right here. We just became better friends because of this moment.
Good.
Get your text in 410-583-1065. We want to know who's up with us this morning.
Mix 1065. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snaders Summit Town Homes at BobWard.com. While there may not be many football fans in the stands at M&T Bank Stadium or traditional tailgating this season due to the pandemic, the Ravens are coming up with fun ways to keep fans excited for the games. This season, the team is surprising military members with the ultimate home tailgating kits thanks to a partnership with Campbell's Chunky Soup and the nonprofit Blue Star Families. The kits are filled with everything needed to keep food, family, and football traditions going, including a Ravens chair, a jersey, and a signed football, and more. The team posted on Twitter when they surprised SSG Blake from Glen Burnie last Sunday and helped him continue his Ravens flock tailgating tradition.
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
That story.
The replacement events for the canceled presidential debates are over. Both President Trump's and former Vice President Joe Biden's events had their pros and cons. Biden's town hall took place on ABC, where he had to own up to missteps like the 1994 crime bill. But Biden did get 30 extra minutes of airtime. And some are saying that President Trump clashed with NBC moderator Savannah Guthrie. Beyond that, both candidates spent time talking about issues. And the biggest response on social media has been about the fact that people actually got to hear answers instead of arguing, which is a plus. And in some lighter news, Lady
Wait,
Gaga.
Really quick before we get to that, I just want to say I genuinely enjoyed last night a whole lot better, even though I had to go back and forth. I told myself I wasn't going to watch it because I know I don't sleep after those things, so they just rile me up so much. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely enjoyed hearing both the candidates say what they wanted to say.
Finish their complete
there
thoughts.
Was no, like the moderators could go in on them, which mm-hmm. was nice, you know, but then at the same time, they could get their full thought out without being like, yeah, but wait a minute. It was, I liked it better. So we'll see, because the next one's next Thursday, the final debate, and they're going to be back together, so.
Okay, well, that's good. And in some lighter news, Lady Gaga made a little sing-along to help remind you about voting.
Have your state or driver's license. They'll need your name and birth.
Oh, wait, hang on. That's the second part of it.
Oh, my.
It's Friday.
Hey.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I could sing it.
No.
Should I?
Do you know how to vote? I know a place you can go. It's called turbovote.org. TURBOVOTE.org.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Have your state or driver's license. They'll need your name and birthday. And so you all avoid a mess. Have the last four numbers of your social security number. Mm-hmm. And you'll need your home address.
I think there's probably a check attached to that song.
Why?
For Turbo Vote, whatever.
I loved it.
It was a little... She had me there for the first, 5 seconds, and I'm like, oh, you're stretching.
I also love that no matter what she says, if she's singing it, she makes it sound good.
I know, I'm into
it. If I had a voice like that, you'd be so annoyed with me.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be singing constantly.
All top three singing. I'm musical every morning.
I know. Google just dropped a new feature that lets users search for songs by humming a few bars in an attempt to help you identify music. The feature is now part of Google's mobile app and Google Assistant, where you can say, what's this song? Just say, hey, Google first on Google Assistant, and then hum, whistle, or sing for 10 to 15 seconds. Google said the feature will be available first in English on Apple iOS and in over 20 languages on Google's Android mobile platform. Users don't need to have perfect pitch in order to get the feature to work, according to Google.
That's cool.
Cool.
Love it.
This is Jess, and that was your top three. Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. Good morning to our 6 o'clock crew. Good morning,
yeah.
Hannah, Tanya. Good morning, Jan. Good morning, Stacy, Darlene, Rachel, and good morning, Angela.
It's Friday here on the show and in the city, and you know it's a football Friday. It is mm-hmm. a purple Friday, and we're going to kick that off right here. Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Hey.
You.
We.
Okay.
We. We.
Back.
Back.
Friday, baby. Now, listen. This week, we're doing this thing a little bit differently. I had this crazy idea that I hope works, because what I want this station to sound like on Friday, on Purple Friday, is kind of like a pep rally.
Yes.
Kind of like a pep rally for the city. So this morning, and we really need the 6 o'clock club's help because you guys are like the best, is we're going to kick off our Ravens flock line, okay? Basically, what we did is we have set up a voicemail for Ravens fans to call in and just cheer for the team. Like, to get the team pumped up, to get the city pumped up. And this game especially, you know, taking on the Eagles this week, it's like, it's a big game.
Yes.
1 o'clock. Sunday. So I'm going to give you a phone number that I want you to put in your phone and even call up this morning. I would love the 6 o'clock club to like fill this voicemail up this morning.
Yes.
That's how loyal we are. Okay, the phone number, 877-9-RAVENS. 877-9-RAVENS. Come on, 6 o'clock club. Let's get it called, because we got to get the feeling going this morning.
Yes.
So shall we actually check the voicemail?
Please check it.
Let's get this thing going. And you can call anytime, by the way. Just maybe after like a win on Sunday, you're just feeling good. Mm-hmm. Call them. Let's just shout out the team. Let's get them pumped up. Or you can just be chill like this guy.
My name's Tyler. I'm from Maryland. And let's go Ravens. Hopefully they beat the Eagles then. Let's go.
That's it.
No, that's awesome.
Tyler, I'm from Maryland.
You don't want to hear him twice, do we?
Oh, no.
Who else we got on the flock line over here?
My name's Tyler. I'm from Maryland.
What up? Hi. My name is Priestley. I'm calling from the Priestley Family Studio here in Columbia, Maryland. What's up, guys? Hi. Alrighty. Lamarvelous. Shout out, Lamar. We love you, Lamar. Coach, my boy Mark Ingram. Gotta give love to Tucker. You guys got this. We're going into Philly. Proving why crabs are better than cheesesteaks. Let's go, Ravens. Big trust. And, of course, hashtag most strong. Love you guys. Let's go, Ravens!
Priestley from the afternoon show is the best human ever. The phone number to get on the Ravens flock line this morning, 877-9-RAVENS.
Hi, Kramer. Hi, Jeff. This is Teresa from Brooklyn, Maryland. Go, Ravens! Go, Ravens! Go! We're going to Philly, and you're right, Jeff, they do suck. We are going to win, win, win. We're going all the way this year. Good luck, everybody. Happy Purple Friday.
Did you? Oh, you said they sucked yesterday.
Yeah,
I forgot.
I was like, the Eagles suck.
Yeah.
All right,
one more.
Good morning. This is Teresa from Baltimore. I want to wish all my Ravens fans a great day. Aww. Good luck, Ravens. We've got this. Eagles, boo, Eagles. Eagles can't do it. No way. Go, Ravens. Go, Ravens. We got this. Go, Ravens. Have a great day, everybody.
Man, that feels good.
Purple Friday.
Yes, ma'am. So now we need you. Come on. Be part of the Ravens flock line. 877-9-RAVENS, especially 6 o'clock club. We want to get your calls on today and just get the city pumped up and feeling good, okay? Mm-hmm. 877-9-RAVENS. Put the number on your phone, and we'll get some more voicemails on today's show, okay?
Top 3 with Kramer and Jess. Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
I just want to set a realistic expectation on that.
What?
It's going to be 10, not 5.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sometimes we late. Yep. It's okay.
It's fine.
But we show up. That's here, all that matters.
Yep.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snader Summittown Homes at BobWard.com. Towson University just announced their plans for the upcoming semester and spring 2021 term. The first 2 weeks of classes of the spring term in January will be conducted through remote instruction. And after the first 2 weeks, face-to-face and hybrid instruction will be held on campus starting February 8th. 85% of the classes during the spring semester will be offered online. On campus, university-owned resident halls and will house about 2,000 students, and no more than 2 students will share the same bathroom, and all students will have single bedrooms. All students, faculties, and staff must present evidence of negative COVID-19 test results within 10 days prior to even going on campus next year. The university will continue to practice social distancing by wearing masks, washing hands, and maintaining sanitizing workspaces.
I wonder why the first 2 weeks are digital, but then the rest of it could be face-to-face. Is there a reason of why they said it had to be 2 weeks?
Honestly, I think it's just giving everyone time to adjust.
Okay.
Because I know with even like the elementary schools and everything, their biggest thing was giving everybody time, students, families, staff, everybody just time to adjust.
Okay.
The replacement events for the canceled presidential debate took place last night, and both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden town halls had their pros and cons. Biden's town hall took place on ABC, where he had to own up to missteps like the 1994 crime bill, but Biden did get 30 extra minutes of airtime where he talked about the benefits of raising taxes.
So you can raise a lot of money to be able to invest in things that can make your life easier, make you change your standard of living by making sure you have affordable health care, by making sure you're in a situation where you're able to send your kid to school, and if you have a student debt, you can deal with it.
And some are saying that President Trump clashed with NBC moderator Savannah Guthrie, but during it, he shared that he thought he did a great job handling COVID-19.
We have done an amazing job, and it's rounding the corner, and we have the vaccines coming, and we have the therapies coming. We have therapies now, and cures maybe, you can use the word cure, but we have therapies that are absolutely incredible.
Beyond that, both candidates spent time talking about issues, but the biggest response on social media has been about the fact that people actually got to hear answers instead of arguing, and that was the biggest plus.
I went back and forth last night between the two because I was genuinely curious how it was going to go. I loved last night's format so much better than the week before. Now, keep in mind, next Thursday is the last presidential debate. They're going to be back together. Forget where they're going to be this time, but we'll have one more of the two together before the election.
Don't worry, Saved by the Bell fans, Dustin Diamond, known for playing Screech in the 1990s NBC TV show, is alive and well. So I guess this week there were rumors that the star died in a prison riot at the age of 43, but that is not true. It was basically just a bogus report that was a parody piece claiming that he told a joke that led to a fight where he was then tragically struck down and he was in prison serving a 15-year sentence. But the whole thing is a hoax. Dustin Diamond is not behind bars and he is alive.
Okay. I don't know if anyone can sleep better tonight because of that.
What in the world? Why him? Like, leave Screech alone.
He's had a rough run, man.
Exactly.
Since that series, I think he's been in and out of jail.
He has.
And he's been had some drug issues possibly.
Yeah.
So
this is Jess, so that was a top three.
Okay. For all your late breaking Screech news, you can keep it here on Mix 106.5.
Like, who was saying that and why are you doing that
to
him?
Not even relevant. All right, Purple Friday, man. We're gonna get the Ravens flock line going here in a couple of minutes. So Ravens fans, hang on before 8. We're gonna do that here on Mix 106.5. Gotta ask you a question first though. Like, what are you named after? Or maybe you named your kid after something that's kind of peculiar. I just found this story this morning. There's a couple over in Switzerland that saw an ad from an internet startup company where they had an offer. The family was like, we gotta do this.
Yeah.
Free internet for 18 years, but you gotta name your kid after the company. So the internet service provider's name is Twiffy, and so they named their baby girl Twiffia. So this child now.
What?
Because you know it'd be you're like meeting somebody, like, what's your name? Like, it's Twiffia.
You're like, ask me why, ask my mother why.
That's because still angry, but I'm getting free internet, so who cares?
Hey.
Want to talk to you this morning really quick about what are you named after or what are your kids named after that's kind of peculiar? Mm-hmm. And like if it's like it's after my great grandmother, surely. This is lovely, but maybe not the calls we're looking for this morning, right? 410-583-1065. I'm just Steven, and I'm Steven after the Bible, so it's like...
That's cool, though.
I mean, it's
don't
cool.
Knock anybody's, like, that is sweet if you're named after a family member.
But it's not peculiar. Like, what is Jess from?
Oh, mine's from my grandpa and my uncle, too.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So
that's cool!
We're asking, though, like, what, if it's something that's kind of like, what? What is it? And I'm sorry, what is your name?
Jerrica.
Your name's Jerrica? Okay.
And I was named after Jen and the Holograms.
No.
It's a cartoon show.
No. Jim and the Holograms, which Jess may
tell
not
me.
Even know
yeah,
what
no,
that
tell
is.
Me what that is.
That's a cartoon from like the 80s, right? 80s or 90s, possibly.
I guess. I wasn't born yet.
Oh, you don't even sure know. You don't even know what it's you. For.
Wait, so who's the fan? Your mom or your dad?
I guess my mom.
Aww.
Wow, so funny.
They made a remake and it was terrible.
No, I remember that. It came out a couple of years ago, like a live action version of it, and it was awful. And now, so I hope people at least associate you with the cartoon and not the remake, right?
Well, luckily nobody knows what it was, and the remake was so terrible, nobody knows that either.
Okay,
so.
Sure.
It was all weird.
That's a funny story. Thank you for calling us. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Yep. Get that peculiar text last because I don't know this is a true story.
Okay.
I want to make sure like true stories get on the air and this one I can't validate it's going to actually be true.
Yeah.
So what are people saying?
Listener Mike texted and he said, my son's middle name is Ray after Ray Lewis. Go Ravens.
Okay.
That's
all
fun.
Right.
Well, my cousin, this is a personal story. My cousin's middle name is Leia after Princess Leia because my uncle is the biggest Star Wars fan.
Does she like that though or does she not? She's young though.
Three.
Yeah.
So
we'll
see how she feels about it. But we got a text from the 410. It says, I'm a kindergarten teacher and I had twins last year with the names Arangelo and Lamangelo. What does that mean?
So
I had to like slow that down. We text her back and we're like, what? And she explained it's named after orange Jell-O and lemon Jell-O.
Yeah.
I don't know that I believe that story.
No,
I don't know that I believe that story.
Have you ever heard that before?
I can't say that is somebody's real name. If anybody can validate that name, fine. 410-583-1065. No one's naming their kids after, I mean, their kids after food. That's not a true story.
You never know.
410-583-1065. Let's get to you. Like, are you named after something peculiar? 410-583-1065. Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. We're just trying to find out like what you're named after. If it's something kind of peculiar, you can call us or text us. 410-583. Sorry. 410-583. Probably talking to the mic. 410-583-1065. Amber. Okay. Are you named after something peculiar or somebody else?
So I named my son after Bob Evans because I had cravings there every week.
What?
Okay.
So his name is Evan.
Obviously, for those who don't know, Bob Evans, a popular, it's kind of like just a restaurant.
Okay.
Right? Was there something in particular that you were really craving?
I just needed breakfast food. Anything with meat and eggs. Okay. So we were there probably five times a week.
Wow.
I looked out at the sign and I was like, hi, how about the name Evan?
So is his name Bob or Evans or both?
It's Evan.
That's so funny.
Awesome.
Is that his first name or his middle name?
His first name.
So funny. So funny. Thank you for calling. That's hilarious.
Sure. Have a great day.
You too. I feel like you should get free breakfast for life then.
Oh, that's, totally.
You're named after a restaurant.
If
like,
they're listening, you better hook Amber up.
Hey, Mona, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from, Mona?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Okay, so who are you named after that's kind of peculiar?
Yeah.
My dad named me after an adult star. Her name is Silk Smith, and my middle name is Silk.
Oh, your mother said okay.
My mom said okay.
Oh.
And why? Okay. We need to.
Your parents
my dad
are so
met
cool.
her. My dad met her and told her if I ever have a child, boy or girl, I'm naming them Silk. And my dad had one kid.
You.
And here I am.
How does that make you feel, having that name now for the rest of your life?
I was really shocked because I found out at 15. I really wanted to know where Silk came from. And my mom was like, ask your dad. And he bust out laughing and he was like, the woman of my dreams. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
No, he didn't.
Maybe the most secure mother on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Just imagine that you and Garage Boy were to get, you know, have a child, and he wanted to name it after an adult star.
If he said something like that to me, you best believe I would hurt that boy.
410-583-1065. Plus, get ready, the Ravens Flock Line up right after Louis Capaldi on Mix. Okay, before we do the Ravens Flock Line, we got to talk to Mary. We're talking about peculiar names. Maybe you are named after, or possibly you have named your children after. Mary, what's up?
Okay, well, I actually am a teacher, and I've been teaching for 20 years, so I'm just going to give you some names that I've had in the classroom.
Okay,
please.
Perfect.
All right. First one, it's obvious. Tequila.
Oh, God.
No way.
Okay, all right.
No way.
I've had a tequila. And then these two, I have not actually had. I didn't even believe them, but somebody showed them to me in a yearbook. So one of them was Obsidious, and it was spelled A-B-C-D-E-F.
No. That's not true. That's not true.
The last one was Eat the Girl because it's a girl.
No. No.
I feel like I was somebody pressed on time.
Yeah, they're
know?
Like, just do it.
Had to get it done.
Yeah, or they just didn't name it, so it ended up, they just copied whatever was on the little, you know,
it's a girl. Mary, that's funny. Thank you so much for calling. Happy Friday, by the way.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Should say Happy Purple Friday, because you know what it is in this city today.
Come on, come on.
A.
Let's go.
E.
Yup.
I run out of noises. Yeah, man. Purple Friday in the city.
Woo!
Ravens taking on the Eagles. 1 o'clock.
On Sunday.
Getting pumped up for the game. You want your purple today?
Mm-hmm.
Just Fridays hit different in Baltimore.
They do.
Right before the big game. So what we decided that we want to do is kind of make every Friday on this show feel like a pep rally.
Yes.
We need to get this city pumped up. We are your local hometown morning show, mm-hmm. and this is almost like a responsibility of us and you mm-hmm. to cheer the boys on to get them ready.
Yeah.
So what we did was we created this Ravens flock line, and all we're asking you to do is, if you're a big Ravens fan, to give us a call.
Yes.
Leave a message and basically be your own little cheerleader for the Ravens, yeah. right?
And, you know, it's even more important when they have away games so they know how much the support they yep, have from us yep. from
and
back home.
This game specifically.
Exactly.
This game specifically. So, the number here, you ready for it? Put this in your phone. 877-9-RAVENS. 877-9-RAVENS. We just want you to call us, leave us a voicemail, and let's get the team pumped up. You want to check some messages this morning?
Yes.
Let's go through some of these. Here we go.
Hi, Kramer. Hi, Jeff. This is Teresa from Brooklyn, Maryland. Go, Ravens. Go, Ravens. Go. We're going to Philly. And you're right, Jeff, they do stop. We are going to win, win, win. We're going all the way this year. Good luck, everybody. Happy Purple Friday.
See, it feels good. That's what yeah. we need. 877-9-RAVENS. Come on, cheer with us today.
My name is Tyler. I'm from Marion, Maryland. And let's go, Ravens. Hopefully they beat the Eagles, then let's go.
It's a chill one.
Yeah.
You can be chill.
Whatever.
Listen, you might not be awake yet, you know? That'd be fine, too. Just call us up.
This is John, and I want to cheer on the Birds. Birds that are going to win are going to be the Eagles.
What?
The Eagles are tougher than Ravens.
John, that's not what we said to do.
When your father gets home,
this is a safe place.
I swear to you.
Ravens fans only.
This is the only place you can cheer in a safe spot.
John.
877-9-RAVENS. Let's get your cheer on the air this morning, okay?
Good morning. My name's Hannah. I'm from Harper County, Maryland. Go Ravens. Big truck. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. That's all we need for that one.
What up? Hi. My name is Priestley. I'm calling from the Priestley Family Studio here in Columbia, Maryland. What's up, guys? Hi. All righty. LaMarvelous. Shout out, Lamar. We love you, Lamar. Coach. My boy Mark Ingram, gotta give love to Tucker. You guys got this. We're going into Philly, proving why crabs are better than cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Let's go, Ravens! Big trust, and of course, hashtag most strong. Mwah. Love you guys. Let's go, Ravens!
I freaking love Priestley from the afternoon show.
No, he's my favorite person.
I love that he took the time to like call in to do this. Like, you know what I mean?
He's the most supportive human being I've ever met.
Come on, we need you on the air this morning to give a shout out. You know what I want to, before we're going to do this every single hour, before next hour, yeah. I want to get a kid on here.
Yeah.
Like the Ravens' youngest fan
Wake
to like
up.
Just cheer him up.
I know they're probably sleeping. Or maybe if they're in class.
877-9-RAVENS, 877-9-RAVENS. More next hour as we get the boys ready, all right? The Baltimore top three in a couple seconds, Jess.
The Ravens just broke another record that's never been done before in franchise history. I'll tell you what they did at 8:10.
Kramer and Jess. Find them on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
I got to talk to her on the air because we were saying earlier, we're talking about like peculiar names,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And we got a text from a teacher that said, I used to have two students in my class named Orangelo and Lamangelo.
Uh-huh.
And the mom named them after orange jello and lemon jello.
And I was like, what in the world?
I don't believe that story, but she may. Carrie from Bel Air. You heard the story a second ago, right? We had a text come
in. Honestly, no. So my coworker called me because I had told her this story before. I had already gotten to work, but I used to work at a large hospital in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And one of the nurses had said to me, we were just talking about crazy baby names when I was pregnant with my first, and she said that she had worked at another hospital in Baltimore, and there was a mom who named her twins Orangelo and Limangelo because her entire pregnancy she was craving orange and lime jello. And that story has always stuck with me because that's just craziness.
But do you believe it? I mean, it almost sounds, because listen, I've been doing morning radio now for 14 years. I like to believe that everyone's honest that calls in, right? Or texts
in. I would think so. I mean, I'm telling you the truth, and this story was years ago before like social media and stuff.
Right,
so.
Right. Okay, then you know what, Jess? I mean, maybe Orangelo and Limangelo actually do exist as twins.
They do.
Apparently so. Yeah. But
and I'll tell you real quick. So my name was supposed to be Colleen, but my dad thought everyone would call me Cauliflower. So my mom changed it to Carrie after seeing a bottle of Carrie lotion in the labor and delivery room.
Wow. Stop it. She was like, fine, I'll just do it then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm glad you
She was delirious.
I really, truly want to put an end to this story with Orangelo and Lamangelo. Like, if you know this mother who's named them this, let's get
or
some
if
more.
It's you. Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's you. You're listening, you know, because I want to see these children and actually hear the stories. We have actually had a couple people call in and say, yeah, it's true, but like, I need some evidence proof that these two children
these
actually
kids have to be adults too. So if they're out there listening, they need to call in.
You better call us 410-583-1065. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Fridays hit different in Baltimore.
Yeah, they do.
During football season, man, they just feel good. Welcome to Purple Friday on the show. We're Kramer and Jess.
Hi.
It's Mix 106.5. And today, we are proud to kick this off.
A.
We're calling it
B.
The Ravens Flock Line.
B.
With your phone calls.
And
taking on the Eagles, 1 o'clock Sunday, and we feel like it is an honor.
Yes.
As the hometown radio station.
Yeah.
That on Fridays, what we kind of want this to feel like is a on-air pep rally.
Especially,
right?
Especially when the boys have to go to an away game, and they hear this on the air, and they know we are supporting them no matter where they are.
So every Friday, what we're going to do is we're going to come on here, and we need you to be a part of the Ravens flock line.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about. You're part of the flock.
Yeah.
You got to call in. You got to represent and get the city pumped up. So grab your phone. I'm going to give you the number. You can call this number 24/7
anytime.
Leave a message, okay? The number is 877-9-RAVENS. 877-9-RAVENS. And people are like, well, what do I say when I call, Jess?
Yeah, what do I do? So, for example, if you want to leave a message, you could do something like this. Like, do I get a beepy sound? No, it's fine.
Don't be technical. Hang on.
No,
sure.
No.
No. Okay, there you go.
Yo, what's up? It's Jess. Hey, the Eagles suck. I don't even like Philly cheesesteak. Honestly, crap till I die. Let's go. Lamar, I love you. Let's go, Ravens. Woo!
That would be, yes, that's fine.
That'd be me.
877-9-RAVENS. Let's go through and see who's calling the flock line. Last hour, too, I asked for kids to call in.
Yes.
Because I want to see, like, some younger fans, too. So I'm sure we've got some to.
Hi, I'm Addie. I'm from Centerville, Maryland. And go, Ravens.
Easy enough.
Yes.
Simple enough, right? Let's see. 877-9-RAVENS to call us up this morning on the flock line.
Hey, it's Paco from Baltimore. I just want to say, go Ravens! Tucker is going to win with an overtime field goal at 59 yards. Go Ravens! Go Tucker!
Yes,
that
girl.
Was like a prediction.
I like it.
That. You can make predictions. That's fine.
Yeah.
My name is Allison. I'm from Savannah Park, and I just want to say good luck to all of the boys. Tell Lamar Jackson I said hi. He's my favorite. So, and I'm calling on my way to school. Bye. I love them so much.
The young ones, too. We got to get both sides of this in, right? 877-9-RAVENS to join our Ravens flock line this morning.
Hey, it's Paul from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm a construction worker. Go, Ravens!
Yeah!
Woo!
It's always good when you turn the radio down.
Yeah.
Somebody calls in, right? Let's do a couple more.
Hi, this is Nikki from Manchester. Let's go, Ravens! You got this!
That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. Earlier today, we got a call. I think this is his call right here.
What up? Hi. My name is Priestley. I'm calling from the Priestley Family Studio here in Columbia, Maryland. What's up, guys? Hi. Alrighty. Lamar Lewis. Shout out, Lamar. We love you, Lamar.
Yes.
Coach. Mwah. My boy, Mark Ingram. Got to give love to Tucker. You guys got this. We're going into Philly, proving why crabs are better than cheesesteaks. Let's go, Ravens. Deep trust. And, of course, hashtag most strong. Love you guys. Let's go, Ravens!
If you don't recognize the voice, that's Priestley from the afternoon show.
The best human ever.
Come on, we got to get you on here today. Die hard fans, let's go. 877-9-RAVENS. Call and make some noise for the boys in purple, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.